did today?
I probably did. That's why I'm tired, though.
Like, Jacob, your day too resembled productivity, right?
Yes, it did. I was productive from morning till night.
Like 11 o'clock in the morning?
Well, then, yeah, I took a brief hiatus. See, there's a theme here. I took a brief hiatus from productivity between the hours of 11 and 2, and then I recontinued the productivity from 2 until maybe around 4 or 5.
In order to appreciate productivity, it needs to be juxtaposed with stupidity.
Yeah, yeah, you can't be productive all the time.
Otherwise, you know, what are you?
What is light without darkness?
It's just a bunch of hoopla.
Just hoopla. All that hoopla.
All right, let's kick it off with a song right now, Chris. Oh. Chris, what were you thinking?
I'm thinking Michael. Go. That's the cue.
Oh, okay. Now?
Yeah.
All right.
Got it all planned.
Yep.
We figured it out now.
While you guys were listening to that song, we were planning our next move.
And boy, is it a hoot. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
You never saw it coming.
Nope. Neither did we.
Nobody saw it coming. Thought?
So, let's just, I mean, it's been a minute, ladies and gentlemen, in the studio tonight, not just me and Jacob, but we also have our frequent guest, Connor Pujol-McCon.
How you doing, Chris?
How do you spell your middle name?
My middle name is, it's a letter J.
And there's no A-Y?
That's it. Nope, just
couldn't afford it? All right.
No.
How you doing there, Nathan? Jacob Nathan Schwazi.
Nope, Schwab. You missed one. Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
Schwalbendorf.
Forgot how Jewish he was.
Yeah, very.
Mm-hmm.
Your Jewish scales are off the charts.
The reading is too high.
So, Jacob, you have anything interesting to share with the audience?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
What do you have to share?
Yes. Yeah, so, tomorrow I'm going to be sticking a ball in a wind tunnel And,
is that a euphemism?
Nope, that's...
That is exactly that is what it means.
A little description of what I will be doing tomorrow.
So what happens when you put this ball in the wind tunnel?
Well, that's the thing. We're going to observe. Yeah, we're going to measure drag. We're going to see the streams around it, the streams of the air.
Zach is listening.
Hey, Zach, how's it going? We appreciate your attention.
We need lots of it.
I hope... I hope we're worth your while. But yeah, so that's pretty neat. I have to wake up at 8 o'clock tomorrow for that. So that's not exciting.
That's cool. What are you going to have for breakfast?
Eggs. With some cheese.
Nice.
Sriracha on some toast.
Oh, get out of here.
That's what he always does. And then he leaves it out.
Sriracha's nonsense.
Like a pig.
Excuse me?
What is the difference between sriracha and Frank's red hot sauce? I've never had
They are different things. Flavors
they're,
altogether.
They're drastically different things.
Are they both hot sauces?
They're both spicy sauces.
I would not say that sriracha is hot sauce. I would say it is a spicy sauce,
but
it's
not a hot sauce in the traditional like American hot sauce sense. It is a hot sauce.
Yes, yes, it is a spicy sauce.
The temperature of it is
hot? It is a spicy sauce.
But I would, not characterize it as hot sauce. No,
if you have a low tolerance for spices, you would take sriracha.
Not necessarily.
It's pretty spicy.
It's pretty spicy, but there's a lot of other flavors working in there, too.
Speaking of spice, one time in freshman year, me and Connor decided to try our luck at eating peppers.
We present to you the habanero challenge.
And me and Connor accepted in the center of Easton, and we each took one. I proceeded to try to shove my face in the fountain, and everyone stopped me. And then I ran into Dunkin' Donuts and
stole milk. Spit it up all over.
Spit it up, and everyone is. And they were so not happy.
Oh my god! Yeah. And I calmly walk in, go to the front of the line. I'm like, I'm just gonna drink this milk. I'll pay for it when the line goes down. Chris comes screaming in after me, grabs the milk, chugs half of it, spits it everywhere, and then runs out. And it's like, I'll pay for his too.
Oh my gosh! And then
I had to poop it out.
Yeah,
that was
weird. Yeah, Connor. Later that night, Connor walks in my room. Just staggering, and he said,
"Did you sit in the bathroom with me for a little bit while I just like yelled?"
Yeah, because it was too funny. That's a good one. So we're talking about flaming buttholes. We're right
Pretty
back
usual.
Where we should
yep.
be.
Yep.
And is it Marshall?
No, we're doing Beatles next.
Okay.
So Hazzy,
I'll find it.
No, just he can find it. It's on Spotify.
Jake, can you find it?
I believe I can find it.
The White Album. Don't get confused with the Off-White album. They look pretty similar.
Eggshell. Wow.
Was that a joke, Connor?
No, it was dead serious.
It was a play on paint colors. Am I right?
Oh, you figured it out.
Hey, Jacob, who sings this song?
The Breedles.
Who sings it?
The Breedles.
No, but who
Which
sings
Beatle?
It?
John McClellan, duh.
Oh. You can leave, all right?
I'm a music enthusiast, damn it.
Great.
Which one does
There's $10,000.
Have I showed you the Dewey Cox Beatles scene, Chris? Have you seen Walk Hard?
I think we should play the song.
Okay.
You gonna play it?
Which one did he want?
Well, My Guitar Gently Weeps. That's some good radio right there. Just mumbling into the mic.
Told you they bought and sold you. Too excited.
Ah. Sorry. Got some stuff in my throat. So, Jacob, who sang that song?
The Beatles.
Which Beatle?
I broke my mic.
Which Beatle? Actually, which Beatle?
Who actually sings it?
On the Real, bruh.
Does George sing that one?
Yeah.
Oh, champion!
He does, Jacob.
I don't appreciate this interrogation.
It's a trick question, and I figured it out.
All right, so anyone else got? Well, I mean, what's the haps? We got 100 nights on Saturday. That's the dance that marks 100 nights until we graduate.
That's terrifying.
That is terrifying.
Pretty scary.
That's too real.
And then we set off a firecracker for every subsequent night. At least in my household. Alex just texted me saying, "When does your radio show start?"
Now!
You damn drangus.
Right now, you dangus.
You dangus. I like the abbreviation of damn drangus into dangus.
I gotta be fast.
So what's the,
you drangus?
What's the attire looking like for 100 nights? Is it formal? What's the word?
My brother gave me,
it's to the nines. Like, you get fancy.
I thought so. My brother got me a bow tie for my birthday.
Oh. And
I think I might crack it. I don't know.
Dude, I feel like a bow tie is not like a super fancy tie. A bow tie is like a semi-formal tie. I feel like you don't wear a bow tie to like a soiree.
I would agree.
No, whoa. I mean, what, you're forgetting about the traditional...
What, are you wearing like a top hat and everything?
No, you don't have to...
Well, are you going to wear a tux?
No, I'm not.
Okay, then your argument is invalid.
So you're saying that the bow tie without the tux loses that much class. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying it's less classy. I think it just has a different sort of vibe.
Yeah. You're not going for a bow tie vibe at 100 nights.
You're not? No. I thought that's like what the frat kids do.
Are you a frat kid?
I'm trying to be cool, man. I got 100 nights to be cool.
I'm rocking this semester.
Gotta make up for a lot.
You've had 900 nights.
Trying to get into DTD.
It's a shout out to, nope.
Shout out to no.
I have a nice tie. I got a suit maybe a couple months ago. It's a nice gray charcoal suit. I feel like that's
what's up. No,
that's the look now.
The dark
you know?
Gray is, yeah, no, that's yeah. the way to go.
It's I want to live my life as if I'm Don Draper. That's what I want to do, you know, minus the, like, the
Have you seen the building on the street with John Hamm?
Is that the guy from Parks and Rec who I don't like? His eyes talks like
John
that.
Hamm is,
no.
John Hamm is...
Definitely not.
No, Billy on the Street. I know who John Hamm is.
Oh yeah, Billy. Yeah, he's one of the Eagleton guys that comes in. And
yeah, I don't like his character.
He's Billy on the Street's much funnier because it works very well for that.
But it's the same shtick, right?
Sort of. It's him running around with a microphone and like yelling at people like, $1 if you do whatever, like say the right answer. But it's him and John Hamm running around going, would you have a threesome with me and John Hamm? And if they say yes, they gives him $1 and they
run. John Hamm does that?
Yeah, John Hamm's with him.
That's and disappointing.
Just like, and then, so they like look at Billy and then they like realize it's actually John Hamm and they're just like,
That's pretty funny.
It's a good time.
That's in a word.
Mildly funny.
We're going to do a whole show later of just us describing funny internet videos. Favorite.
So there's this guy who sings a song called Chocolate Rain. Oh, we should play that.
I'd be down for that, actually. We should play Bushes. No, Bushes of Love.
Oh, no, it's too long.
Oh, it's so good. It's the same length as a regular song.
I didn't work for a week when I discovered Cookie Monster sings Chocolate Rain. Oh, God. That's from The Office. All right, you want to play a song? So, I got Connor into Green Day, and he got me into Eminem.
We traded.
And this is my favorite song off of the Slim Shady LP. And
your favorite off that album? Okay.
What's your favorite off Slim Shady LP?
It's got a swear word in the title, so I just don't give a hoot.
Oh, yeah. That's your favorite one?
Yeah.
You degenerate.
Or my name is. One or the other.
Like, hi!
Because they're both just the quintessential early Eminem. Like, yeah. It doesn't get...
All right, this is a song about school.
Apple. Here. Sponge. Here.
Wait. He's convulsing. He's convulsing. We're going to have to shock him.
Oh, my God.
We're
going
to have to shock him.
These are the results of 1,000 electric volts. A neck with bolts.
Nurse, we're losing him. Check the pulse.
A kid who refused to respect adults. Wore spectacles with tape frames and a freckled nose. A corny-looking white boy, scrawny and always ornery. Because I was always sick of brawny bullies picking on me. And I might snap. One day just like that, I decided to strike back. Flattened every tire on the bike rack. My first day in junior high, this kid said,
it's you and I. 3 o'clock sharp this afternoon, your
eyes. I looked at my watch, it was 1:20.
I already gave you my lunch money, what more do you want from me?
He said, don't try to run from me, you just make it worse. My palms were sweaty and I started to shake it first. Something told me,
try to fake a stomach ache, it worse.
I screamed,
ow, my appendix feel like they get burst. Teacher, teacher, quick, I need a naked nurse.
What's the matter?
I don't know, my leg, it hurts.
Hey, I thought you said it was your tummy.
Oh, I mean it is, but I also got a bum knee.
Mr. Mathers, the fun and games are over. And just for that stunt, you're gonna get some extra home.
On. They say I never knew which way I was going, but everywhere I go they keep playing my song.
Brain damage
ever since the day I was born. That's what they used to say I was on. They say I never knew which way I was going, but everywhere I go they keep playing my song.
Brain
way
damage.
Before my baby daughter Haley, I was harassed daily by this fat kid named D'Angelo Bailey, an eighth grader who acted obnoxious cause his father boxed us, so every day he shoved me in the lockers. One day he came in the bathroom while I was pissing and had me in the position to beat me into submission. He banged my head against the urinal till he broke my nose, soaked my clothes in blood, grabbed me and choked my throat. I tried to plead and tell him we shouldn't be, but he just wouldn't leave. He kept choking me and I couldn't breathe. He looked at me and said,
you wanna die, my honky?
The principal walked in and started helping him stomp me. I made him think they beat me to death, holding my breath for like 5 minutes before they finally left. Then I got up and ran to the janitor's storage booth, kicked the door in loose and ripped out the foreign screws. Grabbed some sharp objects, brooms and foreign tools. This is for every time you took my orange juice. I stole my seat in the lunchroom and drank my chocolate milk. Every time you tipped my tray and it dropped and spilled. I'm getting you back, bully, now once and for good. I cocked the boomstick back and swung hard as I could and beat him over the head with it till I broke the wood. Knocked him down and stood on his chest with 1 foot. Made it home later that same day. Started reading a comic and suddenly everything became gray. I couldn't even see what I was trying to read. I went deaf and my left ear started to bleed. My mother started screaming,
what are you on? Sir, look at you, you're getting blood all over my rug.
She beat me over the head with the remote control. Opened a hole and my whole brain fell out of my skull. I picked it up and screamed,
look, it's what have you done?
Oh my God, I'm sorry, son.
Shut up, you dumb.
I said, fuck it. Took it and stuck it back up in my head. Then I sewed it shut and put a couple of screws in my neck.
Brain damage. Ever since the day I was born, that's what they used to say I was on. They say I never knew which way I was going, but everywhere I go they keep playing my song.
Brain damage.
Ever since the day I was born, that's what they used to say I was on. They say I never knew which way I was going, but everywhere I go they keep playing my song.
Brain damage. It's brain damage. I got brain damage. It's brain damage.
how terrible it would be censored.
We got, I'm like, the cousins are just joining left and right.
Hello, Juliet's.
Nope. Gabriella Irola, second cousin.
I only care about Hello, Tommy Gabriella. St. Vincent, so let's be real.
I can't. Okay, so, yeah. What was, we were talking about, wow, Stevie. Yeah. Anyone want to add anything while we're here?
No, I think we should just go right to it.
All
right.
Cool, yeah, next song.
And now, for a public service announcement brought to you in part by Zachariah Sanctuary.
Just like we think our pets do funny things, they probably think the same about us. Like, why do we talk incessantly to do... Why do we talk incessantly to those things we call cell phones? Or why do we always hide their toys in the same place? But despite any funny habits you might have, a shelter pet will love you no matter what. A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person.
Stop making eye contact.
Adopt. Brought to you by the Ard Council and the shelterpetproject.org.
Zachariah, where are you from?
Thanks, Zachariah.
Where are you from?
Zachariah had to leave.
Oh, he's gone?
Where'd he go? I blinked.
I went to a bodega.
Well, that was helpful. So, you know, if you want to, if you feel like picking up a cat, you know where to go. So,
How about a goldfish? Can I adopt one of them there?
So let's,
do they do that?
Let's move on and let's talk about this next artist we want to play for these folks.
Jacob, tell us about this next artist.
So this next artist, he goes by the name Rufus Thomas. And,
what's his actual name?
He's a soul sensation from way before our time. I actually saw him when I was but a wee infant upon my mother's shoulders.
Really?
Yes.
How much of an infant?
Wee.
How we?
Mad we.
OG wee.
I was mad wee. I was but one year old. I didn't have years old. I was 1 year old.
Totally. All right.
Yeah.
That's wee.
Anyway, so my love for this man goes back many a decade. And so I've been listening to this guy for many years now. I grew up with this music. My father and my mother, they played it for me a bunch.
You already said that.
And I didn't really listen to the words growing up so much, so when I showed it to my friends this past semester, they pointed out...
Jacob started crying. Literally crying.
They pointed out something quite funny, that all of his songs are about animals, generally farm animals.
Or
like
dogs. Or
like
chickens.
Dogs and chickens, and I guess a monkey's not a farm animal. But most of his songs are about animals dancing and talking and imitating them. So it was...
Are these songs for kids?
Nope, they're adult songs.
Are you sure?
Yep.
It's the thing, you listen to it and it doesn't sound like a kid song, and then it's like, and the chicken goes cuckoo.
Yeah. Yeah, so the next one I want to play for you all, I think I want to play Do the Funky Chicken.
I mean,
I think that's going to be
I'm a little frightened.
No, don't be frightened, be excited.
I mean, I'm not frightened, I'm not excited either, though.
Alright, well, listen to the song.
Do you remember this one?
Do I remember the song?
I'll wait to pass judgment.
Of course.
Here's a question, what is the minimum price you would pay, or the maximum price you would pay for a ticket to see him right now?
I would pay...
Would you pay $40?
I think he's like 85 years old or something at that point, so I would pay $40 to see this man.
40?
Yeah. I would love to see an 85-year-old man...
Would you pay 60?
...flapping his arms, singing about funky chickens. I think I would enjoy that.
Probably. It is really hot in here.
It is.
Quite warm.
He also has one called The Funky Penguin. Maybe we can check that out later.
A whole series of funky bird songs.
All right.
You
play the stupid song so we can move on.
Yeah, I found it.
Good job.
Oh,
I confused you. This is The Funky Penguin. Doing it in the United States, way over in England. Won't
pretty much the worst song ever made.
That was terrible.
I guarantee that song sounds exactly like the Funky Chicken.
Do the Funky Chicken!
Ha ha ha! Do the Funky Chicken now! Do the Funky Chicken.
That was terrible.
Do the Funky Chicken. Yeah.
It's good for about like. Oh,
my mom
seconds.
Just said I have to send my brother this song because he works for Penguin Books.
Val.
Classic Val.
Oh, Val. Wait, no, I'm Mr. Jokes Val.
Her and her workplace humor.
Switching gears for the next.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Hey.
We're gonna play a good song.
Don't yuck my yum, all right?
So if Gabrielle is still listening, I don't know if she is, but we probably not after that. We're going to go see Green Day.
Are you really?
In August.
Where?
Somewhere in New Jersey, Camden maybe.
How much are tickets?
$40. Want to come?
Oh hell yeah!
Let's do it.
Oh dude. Oh my god.
Alright. This is from Green Day's newest, most recent album, Revolution Radio.
The song is fantastic. Listen to it.
Say goodbye to the song that you love. But dun dun dun. Got some pretty bad gas pains coming on during that song. I also opened Connor's knife. I don't know how to close it. I got it. Okay, we're back. I want to take this moment to formally invite Zach St. Vincent to come to Green Day with us. Nice. Because apparently he was talking to Gabriella and he said, you know, I feel left out.
Dude, I've never been to Green Day. I'm stoked.
Yeah, I've been to two. One with my parents and one with Joe Cicchino. So
let's talk about you and Joe Cicchino for a bit.
Oh, let's talk about you and Joe Cicchino. Actually, though.
So recently, a Twitter post was made.
Yes.
That seemed to lash out a little bit.
Yeah, it's the same thing. He always says it's the same thing. This is funny. Whatever. And he always says the same thing. He's like, well, I could be having fun, but somebody.
For the record, Joe Cicchino used to be in a band with Chris Hewlett and one other man, Vince DiBlasio, Vinny D. They were quite the group of hooligans until Chris bailed on everybody and left them stranded.
Yeah.
The singer-songwriter, lead guitarist, left the band. They got no legs or arms without him. They're a torso with a head.
The torso with it.
Like the Black Knight in Monty Python.
Yeah. This is the flesh wound.
Yeah.
Good one. Look at you.
Thank you. Chicano's just a little saltier than perhaps he should be.
Yeah, he's not.
He expresses it in infantile ways.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if you'd asked him, I'd probably murdered his whole family. But
yeah,
But
beside the point.
Yeah, I mean it's not part of the band, man. Yeah,
that's what's important.
Yeah, but
keep personal and band issues separate.
Yeah.
Do we have another song lined up?
What's that?
Do we have a next song lined
up? Yeah, I was going to sing "My Heart Will Go On."
Oh, nice.
Just a cappella.
Do we want another like funky R&B since we've been playing a lot of that?
Because
I got one.
What is it?
Can't Stop the Love, Lake Street Drive.
Does it have to do with dancing pigs, sheep, or goats?
It does. It's about a hoedown.
Come on, program. All the pigs in the back and the sheep in the front. Hey, wow! We're making fun of your god-awful music, Jacob. Yeah. Take this as a wake-up call to change the way you lead your funky life.
I not only feel sad, but I look sad.
And I am sad.
Because I am sad.
Oh, no.
Have better taste in music, you'll be happier.
Yeah, it's true. You know what?
You can start typing at any point.
Why don't you just leave? Because you lost all privileges. Oh, my gosh. It is hot in here.
All right, what's your favorite Green Day song live? Other than Jesus of Suburbia.
Live?
I feel like Jesus of Suburbia Alive is a magical moment.
Well, I mean, it's the best song anyway, but probably what's Minority. Okay. Because he draws it out for a long time and he talks and stuff, and that's fun.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. My cousin.
Question. All right, I got a hypothetical question.
Shoot.
Green Day has been doing a lot of political things at their concerts.
Right.
What are your feelings about, this happens at the concert that you attend?
Oh, I don't
care.
Since
you and Green Day have differing political views. Do you participate in the chants, or do you pout in the corner?
Oh, no.
This is a very good question.
Yeah. Oh, well, hands down, for any chant. I don't care.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I respect this.
I'm an open-minded guy.
Love.
Jacob, Lake Street Drive.
Very superstitious.
They're all very simple words.
Anyone got any fun stories? My cousin asked me for childhood stories, but I don't, telling your own childhood stories is like,
Oh, I got a story. I don't think any of my family's listening today, so
okay.
Go with that.
Is it like, should the cops not hear it either, or?
No, it's not. Okay. It's about family, so like, yeah. Alright, Aiden, as you know, went to Syracuse, left Syracuse.
Right.
Is now at University of Maine, forestry major, loves it, great. Doesn't make friends very
He's
easily.
He's majoring in Ron Swanson.
Yes, exactly. Doesn't make friends very easily because he doesn't like talking to people. He doesn't like he's just not a big fan of
that.
And so he just keeps to himself.
Right.
Aiden made a friend.
Really?
Because they sat in an ice fishing tent for 7 hours together, and now they're friends. And so my mom sent me a picture of Aiden holding the fish with the caption, "Aiden made a friend."
That is like Ron Swanson. I made one friend sitting in an ice cabin for him with a man hours. For seven
we said
hours.
Three words.
Leslie. That's funny.
Scroll down. Do you want me to find it?
What's it called?
Can't Stop the Love.
Jacob, can you just freestyle for us?
It's off of Side Pony, the album Side Pony, which you're looking at right
now. I'm looking at that
I
right
got my main pony,
bottom,
and I
the
got my side pony. 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 Pony.
Side Pony's all... This is just a great album. If you want just, like, funky music to kind of listen to in the background, also, like, there's some Can't more stop. Emotional stuff. Can't Stop's, like, the funky
if
stuff.
If you had a bar mitzvah, would this be on the playlist?
Like, right now or when I was 13?
Both. I want both.
When I was 13, I did not know this music.
All right, that's
right now, point. Probably. If I was having a bar mitzvah tomorrow, yeah, I'd throw this on the playlist.
Here's a question. Here's an interesting question. Now, we'll think about this during the song. All right? When the song's over, I want answers. You're getting married in an hour, and you have to pick a wedding song. What's the wedding song that you pick? Ooh. Answers after this song.
Good question.
Very good question.
I know how to keep them coming back. I know, all right?
That's so personal to an individual, though.
That's the point, you idiot. That's why I asked you.
Ponder that.
To the individual that you are marrying.
Oh, well, this is assuming that... All
right, we're going to come up with...
You're thinking a little too hard, Connor.
You're going to marry yourself.
You know what? It's a sir.
Really bad gas pain still.
Oh, is that why you're making
I went
noises?
To the bathroom and it was just all
Did
farts.
You poop? Oh, no, that's the worst.
But it's not enough farts.
I thought you were just
Could
having
more.
A hard time deciding.
No, this
it
hurts.
You were invisible
no, I pain. Have, oh, God. I have my answer. Jacob, you start first.
I would say the acoustic version of Layla by Eric Clapton.
That's what you're going to get married to?
Yeah, why not? I love that song.
Married to a song, you fool.
Well, I understand. All right, what about you?
We're going Circle Game, Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell. I don't know that one. We'll have to do some.
The live version is really good.
I would pick... I'm between two. One is Last Night on Earth by Green Day. Right, why is that funny?
Because you're going to get married to a Green Day song.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not...
You're giving him nonsense about getting married to Layla, and you choose a Green Day song.
I gotta unbutton my pants. Oh, man.
God, get that thing
Just
out
thinking about the Green Day song.
No. And my second one would be... Here, There, and Everywhere by the Beatles, which was also my parents' wedding song.
That's.
Do you know your parents' wedding song? How good children are you?
Circle Game is
absolutely not.
It is? Mm-hmm. You know what? No, that was racist, I'm sorry.
Something deal with something?
Yeah. Do you go,
at a Jewish wedding.
You have that to look forward to.
Who gets lifted on the chair?
The guy.
No, we both do.
Is it the same chair?
Does too? Yeah,
we get separate chairs, same time.
I don't know. You got a double wide chair?
You hold hands the whole time, and you're both scared.
And you break the glass, right?
Yeah.
What glass are you breaking?
A glass.
Like a wine glass.
Like, Tazi, personally, what kind of glass are you going with?
I'm going to go for a nice, thick pint, just to show what I'm capable of doing.
A full beer stop.
Yeah, I'm just going to stomp it and assert my power to the crowd.
Great. So now we have the wedding songs picked. We just got to get wives, and then you guys are invited.
Let's just have a polyamorous gay wedding together.
I am game.
That would save so much
there
time.
We go. No more trouble. Yeah.
Oh man.
Chris, thoughts?
Chris, you'll make an excellent wife.
Yeah, that's the thing.
To be fair, that is the same exact thing all of my dad's friends said to him in college constantly. He was like, Tone, one day you're going to make a great wife.
And your dad's the cook, right?
Yeah, cook, clean, all that
nice
stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I could do that, you know. I like.
You're quite good at it. You just got to find a person that you don't mind doing it for. This goon over here.
Yeah, Jacob, you're disgusting.
I'm not that great.
Nice.
All right, so we're gonna play a song that
5 minutes.
Are we going with
out.
The, oh no, let's do something different then. Wishes of Love to end the show.
No.
Oh come on, it's fantastic.
No. Hi.
See if you can spot this one. Me on my knees.
Julia likes your question, by the way. Thank you. Question, Chris.
Thought provoking. Nice. I like to.
That was a good one. We need more deep questions for the future
or not.
Shows.
I think, you know, surface
deep musically based questions.
Mm. Jacob, what is your favorite note of all the notes? Nice. That's a good note.
And on that note, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio,
Easton,
Pennsylvania.
Have
a
good
night.
Thank
you
for
your
time.
And
we
appreciate
everything
that
you
have
in.
Have in?
Therefore,
fool.
We
include
everyone's
resume
in
our
consideration
bucket.
Good night.
All right, we're done.